Jackson True was only 5 years old the night he saved his family from a fire. Over 1 year later, Jackson says, "I still remember everything from that night, but I wasn't scared." On February 5, 2021, Jackson awoke at 4 a.m. to the smell of smoke in his family's home. His mother and younger sister were also asleep. Jackson's father, Matthew, was away working in Elk Lake. Jackson alerted his family members and helped get everyone out of the home safely. Matthew drove through a snowstorm knowing his family has escaped but unsure of the damage to their house on the outskirts of Sudbury. The home was equipped with functioning fire alarms, but Jackson's actions and keen sense of smell saved the day. He detected the fire before the alarms even went off. The fire was so significant that the entire house was destroyed. The family had just taken occupancy 6 weeks prior. Friday, during the Northeast Region Ontario Provincial Police Award ceremony, Jackson was awarded a citation for lifesaving, presented by OPP Commissioner Thomas Carrick for his lifesaving actions in waking his family to evacuate the home. The Northeast Region Awards are part of a series of award ceremonies held by the OPP every year to recognize various people in each of its regions. Among those recognized are OPP uniformed and civilian members, as well as community members who have demonstrated outstanding achievement, dedication, perseverance, innovation, and an overall commitment to the OPP and the communities they serve. Employees who have reached service milestones are also recognized. Find a full list of honorees below. Carrick says Jackson's quick thinking and bravery are the types of acts that deserve recognition from the organization. "I'm inspired by such a young child, knowing what to do. It's a credit to his parents," Carrick says. "I have an immense amount of respect and admiration for that boy. He showed so much courage, and I'm hoping we'll see him in an OPP uniform one day." The ceremony took place at the Davetti Club, Friday. Carrick was joined by Chief Superintendent Carson Pardee, Regional Commander of Northeast Region OPP, attended to greet and distribute awards to all the recipients. "Police officers put their lives on the line every single day to protect the quality of life we enjoy in this province," adds Carrick. "They are ordinary people that we are asking to do extraordinary things that other people are either unwilling or unable to do, and deserve our thanks." The following members of the public and OPP members were recognized at the award ceremony. Police Exemplary Service Medal. This medal is a national award which signifies the completion of 20 years of full-time service with one or more recognized Canadian police services. The medal represents years of dedicated service to the public. PC Kevin Adams, PC Peter Beaudry, DC Brian Bertoncello, PC Luigi Bruni, Sergeant Wayne Brunk D, Sergeant Ryan Coughlin S, Sergeant Carole Dion S, Sergeant Ryan Dugan, DC Chris Dugas, PC Raymond Fortin, PC Christopher Farino, Sergeant Bill Gardner, DC Yvonne Godine, DC Alexis Gissel, Sergeant Andrew Hurst, PC Stephen Johnson, Sergeant Derek Johnston A, S, Sergeant Jeffrey Lawson, Sergeant John Macewin, Sergeant Pierre Mantha Inspi, Michael Mavel S, Sergeant Jeremy McDonald, Sergeant Scott McKay S, Sergeant William McMullen, PC Derry Mihel D, Sergeant Christopher Miller, DC Brian Moore S, Sergeant Kerry Morgan, PC Nicole Niklassen, Sergeant Keith Nicole, PC Sheldon Oram, Sergeant Frank Pitui D, Sergeant Christopher Pritchard, PC Neil Pryor, Sergeant Major Brent Turner, Sergeant Giles Trottier, Sergeant Shelley Van Erp S, Sergeant Helena Wall. Police Exemplary Service Medal. First Bar police officers are eligible for a bar for each subsequent 10-year period of full-time exemplary service. The first bar signifies 30 years of dedicated Canadian police service. Sergeant, retired, Robert Fourcier, PC, retired, Dennis Gatien, PC, retired, Christine Joya, PC, retired, Daniel Prue, Sergeant, retired, Alan Kazenko, PC, Richard Savard, 20-year OPP civilian service. This pin is awarded to civilian members who have completed 20 years of service with the OPP. Celine Bourgeois, Karen Burns, David Despot, Denise Grandin, Chouinard, Janice Hamilton, Joelle Sneddon. 30-year OPP civilian service. This award is presented to civilian members who have completed 30 years of service with the OPP. Christine Schultz, Anne Navo, retired, Ronald McInnes. 40-year OPP civilian service. This award is presented to civilian members who have completed 40 years of service with the OPP. Robin Bratt OPP Youth Foundation Award. The OPP Youth Foundation recognizes members of the OPP who have demonstrated an ongoing commitment to provide assistance and mentorship to youth. PC Marie Ford Eric Neistat Memorial Fitness Award. This award recognized members who have shown themselves to be ambassadors in the areas of health, wellness, fitness and sport. PC Simon Gauthier Commissioner's Commendation. These awards are given to OPP members and citizens who have shown outstanding achievements through assisting the OPP, exemplary performance of duty, outstanding investigations, community service, or selfless actions. Robert Mavia, Assist OPP, found a missing female who had fallen down an embankment. Mavia stayed with her and comforted her until other first responders could reach them by boat. PC Riley Bell, exemplary performance of duty, assisted with the successful apprehension of a male who was evading police and causing significant damage to property and vehicles while operating a front-end loader. PC John Hersky, exemplary performance of duty, assisted in the successful apprehension of a teen who had a firearm and was threatening to harm people. Commissioner's Letter of Commendation and St. John Ambulance. The Commissioner's Letter recognizes an employee or citizens that has gone beyond what an individual would be expected to do in a similar circumstance. The St. John Ambulance Award recognizes individuals who have relieved pain and suffering, saved, or attempted to save a human life through the application of first aid. D.C. Dalton Crockett, Commissioner's Letter and St. John Ambulance Award, was the first officer on the scene of a crash involving a truck and a motorcycle. Took charge of the scene and performed CPR on the motorcyclist until EMS arrived. PC Michael Green, Commissioner's Letter and St. John Ambulance Award. Sergeant Bradley Burton, PC Peter Beaudry, PC John Gallagher, Kimberly Berry, Peter Easton and Kara Spruill, Commissioner's Letter. Officers and Provincial Communication Center members worked together to locate and rescue a female in distress who had wandered out onto the ice on Bay Lake before falling unconscious. Commissioner's Citations for Lifesaving. The Citation for Lifesaving recognizes acts of lifesaving by a member of the community or the OPP. The Citation for Bravery recognizes recipients who exhibited extraordinary acts of courage in a situation of extreme or personal hazard. The Citation for Selfless Actions recognizes individuals who put others' needs ahead of their own. David de Abreu, Citation for Lifesaving and St. John Ambulance Award, provided CPR and saved his father-in-law who had a medical emergency and collapsed. Ursula Hetman, Citation for Lifesaving, Ruth Hill and Nathan Hill, Citation for Lifesaving, saved a woman and her baby who were found in Lake Huron on a cold January day. Jackson True, Citation for Lifesaving. Alec Davio and Renee Rivers, Citation for Bravery and St. John Ambulance Award. Christopher Prest, Citation for Bravery. PC Matthew Ormsby and PC James Pigeot, Commissioner's Letter and St. John Ambulance Award. PC Sarah Alley, Commissioner's Letter. A 7-year-old girl fell into a fast-moving river. Civilians rescued the girl and both officers and civilians performed CPR until EMS arrived.